Okay, let's dive in. If you're running a small or medium-sized business, thinking about reaching customers, beyond your own borders, going global sounds great, but the actual shipping part, well, it can feel a bit like navigating a minefield sometimes.
Oh, it really is a different beast. Totally different from sending something, across town or even just domestically. What works fine locally can suddenly cause all sorts of chaos and unexpected costs internationally.
Absolutely. And that's exactly what we're trying to unpack today. We're doing a deep dive into some really practical insights pulled from a source called Tips for Managing International Shipping Challenges.
Yeah, think of this as maybe a shortcut, helping you understand those common hurdles, the things that trip up a lot of businesses, and maybe more importantly, the practical ways you can streamline your global fulfillment based on this material anyway.
Right. Our mission here is just to pull out the most crucial nuggets from this piece. Because, look, international shipping can feel overwhelming, definitely.
Sure.
But the core message seems to be, with the right strategy, it absolutely doesn't have to be this chaotic mess.
Exactly. And based on this source, we're going to zero in on a few key areas. First, understanding those, let's say, tricky duties and taxes.
Okay.
Then why documentation isn't just paperwork, it's vital. How to pick the right partners, your shipping carriers.
Right.
And finally, the power of getting expert help and actually building strong relationships.
Okay, let's tackle that first one then.
Yeah.
Arguably, the biggest, maybe financial mystery for a lot of folks, duties and taxes. The source really hammers home how fundamental getting these right is.
It really does. And what's kind of fascinating is understanding why these fees even exist in the first place. At their core, duties are basically government fees. They're placed on imported goods for, well, a couple of main reasons. One, to protect domestic industries, from foreign competition.
Okay, makes sense.
And two, frankly, just to generate revenue for the importing country's government.
So they're not just random charges popping up. They serve a purpose for the government on the other end.
Precisely. And crucially, it's not uniform, the rate of duty. It can change, sometimes dramatically, based on where the goods are coming from, the country of origin, and also the specific type of goods being imported.
Okay.
And then beyond duties, you've also got taxes layered on top. Things like sales tax or very often value-added tax, VAT, or goods and services tax, GST. And just like the duties, these tax rates vary a lot depending on the country and what kind of item you're shipping.
So why does a business owner really need to invest time figuring all this out? I mean, what's the actual risk if you get it wrong?
Well, the source is pretty blunt about it. Getting duties and taxes wrong isn't just a small headache. It can lead straight to significant delays at customs, pretty hefty fines, or even, the worst case scenario, seizure of your goods.
Wow.
Imagine your shipment just stuck indefinitely or confiscated. That's the real risk.
That is a massive risk. Okay. And part of getting it right must involve being completely accurate about what's in the package and its value, right?
Exactly. Accurate value declaration is, non-negotiable. This means stating the true cost of the goods. And often, you need to include the shipping and insurance costs in that declared value, too.
Okay.
And this leads to a really critical concept highlighted in the source, determining the correct harmonized system guide, the HS code for your goods.
Ah, the HS code. Yeah, you hear that thrown around a lot.
Yeah.
What exactly is that, and how does it help here?
Think of the HS code as like a universal product code. It's a standard numerical method, usually 6 to 10 digits, used by customs agencies worldwide to classify traded products.
Okay, like a barcode for everything.
Kind of, yeah. And getting this specific code right for your product is absolutely fundamental. Why? Because that code directly dictates the duty rate that gets applied. The source points to using resources like, say, government tariff databases. It uses the Canada Border Services Agency's database as an example as essential tools. They help you figure out the correct HS code, estimate the costs involved, and basically stay compliant.
So you avoid those nasty surprises.
Exactly. Messing up this code is one of the most common and honestly most costly mistakes businesses make in international shipping.
Okay, super clear. So we've handled the money side, the duties and taxes. Now, how do you actually tell customs and everyone else what's in the box? Which brings us to documentation. The source stresses, precise, thorough paperwork isn't just nice to have, it's essential.
It absolutely is. And it raises the immediate question, okay, what documents are we actually talking about here?
Right.
The source points to the common ones you'll likely deal with, the bill of lading, or BOL,
okay,
commercial invoices, and maybe certificates of origin.
Let's break those down a bit.
Yeah.
What exactly does a bill of lading do?
The BOL is really crucial, especially for freight. It basically details the type, the quantity, and the destination of the goods being shipped. It serves three main functions. It's a contract between the shipper and the carrier.
Hmm.
It's a receipt for the goods, and it also acts as a document of title, meaning whoever holds it owns the goods.
So kind of like the shipment's passport in a way.
Yeah, that's a great way to think about it. Yeah, essentially, yes.
Got it. And the commercial invoice, that sounds, you know, pretty standard.
It is standard, but internationally, it's absolutely vital for basically anything you're shipping that isn't just documents. It outlines all the transaction details, buyer, seller, price, terms. And critically, it's what customs officials use to verify the value declared.
Okay, so it connects back directly to those duties and taxes we just talked about.
Exactly. It all links together.
So all this paper, or digital paper these days,
mm-hmm.
Why does getting every single detail spot on matter so much when you're crossing borders?
Accurate paperwork is basically the key that unlocks smooth passage through customs. Simple as that. It minimizes those painful delays and helps ensure your shipment gets processed efficiently.
Right.
And the source gives a really good example that shows how specific this can get. When you're shipping into the EU, for instance, you often need something called the Single Administrative Document. The SAD.
SAD, okay.
Yeah, and that's in addition to the standard global documents like the BOL and commercial invoice. It's an EU-specific form for import declarations. It just shows that even if you have the basics covered, you might need extra region-specific stuff.
That example really drives home the complexity. Wow, it sounds like there's a pretty high chance for errors if you're not careful. Does the source suggest any ways to maybe manage all this documentation better?
It does. It suggests that using shipping management platforms can be a huge help here. Well, many of them offer features like step-by-step guidance, specifically designed for filling out international documents correctly. They can sort of automate parts of it, which can really cut down on errors and make the whole process feel less overwhelming.
Okay, that makes sense. So you figured out the potential costs, duties, taxes. You've got your hopefully perfect paperwork sorted. Now you actually need someone to move the package. The source talks quite a bit about choosing reliable shipping carriers.
Precisely. This is critical. The source emphasizes that your carrier is essentially your partner in getting your goods safely and crucially on time to your international customer.
Right.
So choosing reliable ones, especially carriers with a really strong track record in cross-border and international services, is just essential.
So what are the key things businesses should be looking for when they're, you know, evaluating different carriers, according to the source?
It highlights a few things. First, their specific experience with international shipping. You really don't want a carrier figuring it out with your shipment. Second, look at their network reach. Can they actually reliably serve the countries you're targeting? And third, critically, evaluate their customer service quality, because things can go wrong internationally. And when they do, you need a carrier who is responsive and can actually help you solve the problem.
And the big win, the payoff for the listener, for picking the right carrier, what's the main benefit?
Honestly, peace of mind, mostly. A reliable carrier dramatically cuts down the risk of those expensive delays or, worse, damaged goods we talked about earlier.
Okay.
And the source also adds, it's not a one-time decision. It suggests you should regularly review your carrier's performance, maybe even get feedback from your customers about their delivery experience, just to ensure those high standards are being maintained.
That's smart. And you mentioned platforms earlier for documents. Does the source say anything about platforms helping with finding these carriers too?
Yes, it does frame these platforms as a way businesses can often access a whole network of reliable carriers. Sometimes they offer negotiated rates, maybe better than you could get on your own, and a wider range of service options too.
Interesting.
So it's presented as an example of a tool that can help simplify that selection process and potentially get you better terms.
Okay, this definitely sounds like a lot for a business owner to stay on top of.
Yeah.
You've got duties, taxes, really complex documents, finding the right carrier. The source does suggest you don't have to figure this all out completely alone, right?
That's a really key takeaway. Seeking expert assistance is strongly recommended in the material. People like customs brokers or experienced shipping consultants,
right.
They can provide invaluable guidance. They live and breathe this stuff. They can help calculate those duties and taxes accurately, make sure your documentation is absolutely perfect, and actually facilitate the customs clearance process. They really understand the nuances country by country.
Okay, so experts are key for the nitty-gritty rules and processes. But the source also seems to go beyond just hiring specific help. It talks about building relationships.
Absolutely. That's presented as equally important. Building strong relationships, we're talking about with your suppliers, definitely with your carriers, and any other logistics partners you work with. It's moving beyond just transactional interactions to, well, real partnerships.
And why are these connections seen as so vital, particularly in the international shipping world? What's the advantage?
The source makes a pretty compelling case for it. Things like open communication, building mutual trust, having consistent collaboration with these partners. It argues this can directly lead to tangible benefits.
Like what?
Like better rates, maybe faster delivery times, overall improved service quality. It even adds that being a loyal customer, providing regular business, can sometimes lead to preferential treatment or maybe access to extra resources that aren't offered to everyone.
Interesting. So leveraging experts for their specific knowledge and building strong relationships with your partners. How does that all come together to help a business succeed internationally?
Well, ultimately, this support system, both the expert knowledge and the strong relationships, they enhance your overall shipping capabilities. They reduce friction points, minimize risks, and actively support your ability to grow your business effectively in the global market.
Makes sense.
And tying back to technology, the source also notes again that platforms can provide tools and support here too. Things like getting instant quotes, booking shipments easily, real-time tracking. It shows how tech can support both the execution side and maybe even help manage those relationships.
Okay, so just to quickly recap the main lessons we've pulled from the source today. We've seen the absolute critical importance of understanding the financial side, those duties and taxes.
Yep.
The necessity of mastering your paperwork to avoid getting stuck at the border.
For sure.
The strategic value of choosing the right reliable shipping partners. Mm-hmm. And finally, the real power of leveraging external expertise and cultivating strong relationships across your entire logistics chain.
Exactly. These steps, drawn straight from the insights in this piece, are really presented as foundational. They're about streamlining your global fulfillment so you can actually compete effectively out there in the international market.
Right. And maybe here's something for you, the listener, to think about, building on what we've discussed from this source. It highlights that managing international shipping well involves kind of two things. Leveraging external tools and platforms that are designed to simplify the processes.
Right, the tech side.
And building those strong human connections with your partners.
Mm.
So for your business right now, which of those two aspects, the technological tools or the human relationships, might be the most important focus for you to improve next? And, well, why?
Yeah, that's a really good question to ponder as you plan your next global move.
Indeed. Well, thanks for joining us for this deep dive today.